want a glass of water? I pour.
Let's pretend like we're buddies. Oh, yeah.
They take a pint?
I got rid of most of mine already.
Okay, we're missing Paul and Bonnie. I'd like to call to order the City Council meeting of May the 24th, 2017 at 6:32 p.m. Call for a moment of silence, please. We could stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, just a bit of housekeeping. If anyone has any electronic devices, we would appreciate if you would turn them off during the meeting as they interfere with our electronic system. You can turn that off. Pacemaker off. Okay, I wouldn't recommend it, but okay, roll call, please.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Paul Agrino.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Okay, the first item on our agenda is audience participation, and we have a sign-up sheet. Has anyone signed up for that? Okay, I'll bring the sheet up.
Did you sign up? He'll call your name.
Okay, thank you. First was to sign up was Bill Beck, but I believe he's no longer here. Okay, and we want Mike Lucas, and he wished to speak for plans for the Blaine Police Department. Mike, if you would be kind enough to step forward to the microphone, and if you would be kind enough to state your name and address for the public record, please.
Yes, my name is Mike Lucas. I live at 2656 West 99th Street. That's up by the Smuggler's Inn, right on the border. Our backyard is the border, which is really interesting these days. My name is Mike Lucas, and my wife and I, Laura, have been residents here in Blaine for 10 years. And I had a couple of instances recently that people have told me that the City Council here in Blaine is looking to outsource our police department. And I wanted to come in and ask that question. Are you considering that?
No.
Not at this time.
Not at this particular time, no.
Then I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. And next on our, if there's no one else to speak, the next item is going to be a proclamation for a blessing. Gary Dunst is here. Whereas the Seafarers Memorial at Blaine Harbor was established in 1984 to promote community awareness and memory of fishers and other sailors who departed Whatcom County's safe harbors and were lost at sea, and whereas the community of Blaine, Washington continues in its concern of the safety and welfare of its seagoing ships and their crews, and whereas the fisher's life is burdened with hazards and difficulties unknown to most of us, and whereas strength and courage are basic requirements for anyone who chooses to work on the high seas, battling the elements in order to harvest nature's bounty, and whereas the men and women who work on boats, living between God and sea, and never certain which will claim them first, are deserving of our respect and our gratitude. And whereas, when fishers do lose their lives, their deaths impact the tightly knit fabric of this and all communities, and whereas the citizens who constitute a Blaine Community Chamber of Commerce Committee dedicated to preservation, enhancement, and promotion of the Seafarers Memorial have planned a service for the blessing of the fleet at the Blaine Harbor. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the community of Blaine and I, Harry Robinson, Mayor of the City of Blaine, Washington, extend our heartfelt thoughts and prayers to the families and friends of the people and women claimed by the sea, and wish the entire commercial fishing fleet a safe and prosperous season, and pray that all fishing men and women will return safely home to their loved ones. And I do hereby proclaim May the 7th, 2017, as Blessing of the Fleet Day. Signed on April the 24th. Gary, there's that proclamation.
It's always a privilege to come here and get this every year, and I've been chairman of the Seafarers Memorial Committee now for a long time, probably, well, I don't want to date myself, but I've been on that committee for probably 25 years. So what we do there basically is we honor all of those that have been lost at sea, and we also honor those that we've lost in the last year at home. And this particular year, the bell will ring 40 times for those that we've lost at sea over the years. That dates back to early 1900s when we first started keeping track of that. And those lost at home this last year, unfortunately, is right at 15. So what that means for me, being an older gentleman, a lot of my contemporaries we're talking about here are our contemporaries here in this room. So this blessing will be huge. There will be we usually draw between 100 and 200 people at the blessing of the fleet. And we have the local high school band that plays a little bit there. They play a couple of tunes. We have a couple of other former students that sing there, and dignitaries not only from the city of Blaine, but from the state of Washington that show up for that too. So basically what we do is the names are read, and we ring the bell, and then there's a flower put in the wreath. And at the end of the day, that wreath is taken out on the plover by Richard Sturgill, and released out in the ocean, probably a mile and a half out of town. And so that's what we do. So I always like to encourage, especially the city officials, to show up.
Yes.
And they do. Harry's been great. He's been there for a number of years now. And if you haven't had a chance to do that, I would suggest you do. It's a pretty moving experience. So, once again, Harry, thank you, and City Council, thank you.
Thank you for all the work you do for on behalf of the Council, the committee.
Thank you.
Gary?
What was the date, Gary?
7th.
May the 7th.
7th. Okay.
And that'll be in the same place.
Excuse me?
It will be held at the same place as usual?
Yeah. It's at the voting center. It's always the first Sunday in May, and this year it will be the 7th of May.
Thank you. And again, thank you, Gary, for all the work that you do. Appreciate it. Okay, the next item on our agenda is going to be written communications. Do we have any, Sam?
Yes, we have several. So, the first one is email dated April 10th, 2017, from Dan Shea regarding city power in Vista and Allen neighborhoods. Another one, email dated April 11th, 2017, from Bill Becht regarding stop sign removal. Email dated April 12th, 2017, from Chief Haslip regarding a structure fire. Email dated April 13th, 2017, from Susan Marks regarding the domestic violence annual meeting. Email dated April 15th, 2017, from Raven Whitewolf regarding the April 10th, 2017 Dan Shea email. Email dated April 17th, 2017, from Tom Burton regarding mowing contract considerations. Email dated April 17th, 2017, from Dan Shea regarding city power in Vista and Allen neighborhoods. And lastly, email dated April 20th, 2017, from David Wilbrecht regarding exit 274.
Thank you, Sam. The next item is normally our fire chief's report, but I believe that Chief Olander must be busy. Yes, he did. We have the North Whatcom Fire and Rescue report. We thank the chief for that. The next item is going to be our consent agenda. We have approval of bills in the amount of $85,252.14, an advance pay of $9,896.83, approval of the council minutes for April the 10th, 2017. Next item is awarding a contract for the Heron Pond Park improvements. And the next item is resolution 1707-17, surplus trees. And I would be willing to entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any comments or questions concerning the consent agenda?
I just wanted to, the location of the Heron Pond Park is?
It's located at the end of Wilson Avenue and on the other side by Baldwin Place up through Runge Avenue in that Homestead neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
The Great Reach, I should say.
So it's within that Homestead neighborhood?
Yes, it's just on the north side of that, yes.
Okay.
Further questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Hearing none, the motion is carried 7-0. Next item on our agenda is the council action items. The first item is the citywide groundskeeper contract.
So, Mr. Mayor, I would ask that you follow through with item number one, but we need to have an executive session prior to number two.
Okay. So the first item is the groundkeeper's contract. And Raven, are you going to cover that one for us?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And I'll try to be brief, knowing that we're running a little behind. First, to let you know, I received 5, including one half letter support for the current clean cut turf care contractor. We did make some changes in the scope of what they did, primarily the groundskeeping component for the cemetery, which is something that we we discussed and decided to take internally. There were some minor tweaks with the parks and some of the other facilities, like adding the community center and pavilion areas and so forth. So we were required to rebid the project, but we're happy that of the requested proposals, the most qualified proposal was from Clean Cut Services in the amount of $69,455,000 without tax. There is sufficient funding in 2017 for this work. There is a breakdown on the comparison of the two contracts that we've had in the last 2 years, because we broke out some of these services and how they compare as a total to the 2017 contract that we're bringing to you. And you could see actually in some areas there's a little bit of savings and in some areas there's a little bit of additional expense, but in any event, there is money to cover the contract, and the contract does provide provisions for renewal in the event that we want to extend it like we did last year for the 2015 contract. So we're recommending the City Council award the one-year groundskeeping contract to Clean Cut and authorize City Manager to sign the contract in the amount of $69,455.
Questions for Rita?
So moved.
A second.
Motion has been made and second. Are there further questions? Yes, Steve.
Raven, looking at the 17 and 16, why did such a huge difference in the library?
That's a good question. I'm guessing, because I didn't add to the scope, I'm guessing that they might have underbid the last time, and it was more of a more effort than they expected. There is quite a bit of ivy. What would you call it? Anyway, intrusion there that has been a consistent issue, and I've had to call them a couple of times about the roadies still being too tall, etc. But overall, I think the work that we did with the concrete work and removing all the bamboo has been a huge reduction in cost. Unfortunately, I didn't bring that information. I'd be happy to show that to you.
Just curious. Okay.
Okay, there's a motion on the table. Any further questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Hearing none, the motion is carried 7-0. Next item on our agenda is going to be purchase and sale agreement between the City of Blaine and the Chucknut Bay Foods. And I believe, Mr. City Manager, that we are going to break at present time for an executive session, and do we anticipate that being how long?
15 to 20 minutes.
15 to 20 minutes, and do we anticipate any action being taken? We anticipate that we'll come back and there'll be action taken.
It'll probably be 25 minutes,
but also okay. So we're going to break for executive session for approximately 25 minutes. You're welcome to stay, and we'll be back in approximately 25 minutes.